Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, December 2nd. It'll be broadcast live on SLA TV, Dish Channel 997, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starting at 8 a.m. Central Time, 28,150 head to be offered, 4,400 yearling steers, 16,000 wean calves, and 3,800 beef dairy crosses. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
Don't miss the Tulsa Farm Show December 9th through 11th at Expo Square SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. And be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Well, survey season lasts all year at the National Agricultural Statistics Service at the United States Department of Agriculture, but the end-of-the-year surveys are especially important. Year-end surveys have already been mailed out, and Joe Prusecki, director of NAS at USDA, is urging producers to participate.
One of the big ones is the December Agricultural Survey, and that's that end-of-year acreage yield production, grain stocks for row crops, and we'll have wheat seedings in that. Also, we're kind of in the throes of a national hemp survey, so that mailed out in October. Data collection is going to be wrapping up here soon, middle part of December, and we expect some publication in February of 2022. So that's going on. We're recasting. We have a local food survey that we started, and then it's like, okay, we needed to do a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So that's getting ready to kick off again, and with some publication date later in like probably April of 2022. So that was going on. After the first year, it'll be the Agricultural Resource Management Survey. It's an economic survey, okay. And it's going to get the pulse of agriculture. And we have just a general expenditure version. There's a rice version. There's a dairy version, and there's a corn version of that. Try to get a snapshot of that. We're doing that. And then the big thing, the Sense of Ag is coming. Mm-hmm. That's going to be mailing out basically a year from now, December of 2022. So we're doing a lot of prep work getting ready for that.
Prusecki said from an economic perspective, information drives markets.
Economics. Let's think about economics. What drives markets? Well, it's information. It's information and expectations. Okay? Well, without information, all you're left with people guessing.
Yeah.
So how do you have efficient flow of goods without information? Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. We have supply chain issues going on. What is going on there? Is it an information problem? I don't know. Mm-hmm. But we could see issues in markets when you have limited information. My adage is that markets work with perfect efficiency given an infinite amount of information. Mm-hmm. As you remove information from that process, what happens? Well, you make more risky mm-hmm. decisions. And so with good information, you can make better decisions. That's what I would argue why farmers should, respond to these surveys.
Most surveys will show up in mailboxes all over America. Farmers can choose to fill out their paper survey and mail it back, or they can use their survey key to fill out their information online. You've got farm news on Ron.
This holiday season, be prepared for a sense of wonder and awe as The One, a Christmas experience featuring Christ Tree, lights up Enid, Oklahoma. Presented by Jiffy Trip and Tachyon and co-sponsored by RE/MAX Premier Realtors, Gateway First Bank, Gateway Mortgage, and No Man's Land Beef Jerky. The One is a 42-day event celebrating the birth of our Savior. For more information on this spectacular Christmas event, go to theoneenid.com. That's The One, O-N-E, Enid.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.